Astronomers have made a discovery that could change the way they regard exploding stars. What makes the discovery curious is that even though it was made using the latest scientific equipment, it's based on observations made by Chinese astronomers 16 centuries ago, NPR's Joe Palca reports.
In the spring of 386 AD, Chinese astronomers saw a bright object in the nighttime sky. Modern astronomer Victoria Caspi of McGill University says the Chinese described the event as a sudden flash in the sky.
It was there for about 3 months and then faded away. So they refer to it as a guest star, and the only sorts of objects, there's a few types of objects that could be, but the most obvious identification is an exploded star, a supernova that went off right at the time the guest star appeared.
A supernova occurs when a giant star explodes, leaving behind a cloud of gas, and, according to theory, a spinning neutron star made up of the exploded star's collapsed core. Now, scientists had been aware of a spinning neutron star, also called a pulsar, in this region of space. But based on the rate it was spinning, Caspi says astronomers assumed it was at least 24,000 years old. That would make it too old to be related to the supernova Chinese astronomers saw 1,600 years ago. Using NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory, Caspi took another look at the pulsar.
What the Chandra result shows is that the pulsar is right at the center of the supernova, and we mean precisely at the center.
And Caspi says it's well known that pulsars start moving rapidly through space soon after they form.
If the pulsar were truly 24,000 years old, then it should have moved away from its birthplace. So if it were really that old, we should see it not at the precise center, but somewhere off center.
Caspi says finding it at the center means it's probably not 24,000 years old, and that modern astronomers may have to rethink their ideas about how fast neutron stars spin after they form. And for that, they owe a vote of thanks to their Chinese predecessors. Caspi's results were presented in San Diego at the annual meeting of the American Astronomical Society. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.